This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What AI change management gets wrong about communication. What happened? McKinsey published a report on how companies need to rethink change management now that generative AI is reshaping the workplace. The core argument is that AI adoption is not just a technology problem. It is a people problem. Organizations that treat Gen AI as a software rollout will fail. The ones that treat it as a fundamental shift in how work gets done will win. The communication angle. Here is a lesson: when you introduce change, lead with the why it matters to you before you ever mentioned what we are doing. Most leaders get this backwards, and it kills adoption before the first training session. McKinsey's report, whether intentionally or not, proves this point at scale. Companies struggling with Gen AI adoption are not struggling because the technology is hard. They are struggling because their leaders opened with a tool and closed with a justification. That sequence is fatal. People shut down when they feel like a problem to be solved rather than a person being considered. The right approach is what I call anchoring to impact. You start by naming the specific pressure your team is already feeling. Deadlines that grind. Repetitive tasks that drain good people. The frustration of doing work that a machine could handle. Then you name AI as the answer to that pain. Not a mandate. An answer. That shift in framing changes the entire emotional temperature of the room. The second communication failure McKinsey points to is vagueness from leadership. Executives say things like, "We are embracing AI," or "This will transform how we work." Those sentences mean nothing. They sound like a press release written by a committee. Specificity is what creates trust. Tell your team exactly which tasks will change, which will disappear, and which will get easier. Give them a concrete picture of next Tuesday, not a vision of the next decade. Third, and this is the one most leaders skip entirely, acknowledge the fear out loud. Not with empty reassurance like nobody is losing their job. With honest recognition that change is uncomfortable and the uncertainty is real. When you name the fear before your audience does, you do not amplify it. You diffuse it. You signal that you're paying attention. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on delivering unwelcome news gives you a framework for sequencing hard messages so your audience stays open instead of going defensive. The principle is the same whether you're announcing a layoff or rolling out a new technology platform. The order in which you deliver information determines whether people hear you or just wait for you to stop talking. The takeaway. Before your next all-hands or team meeting about AI or any major change, write two sentences on a note card. Sentence 1, the specific frustration your team is already living with. Sentence 2, how this change directly removes that frustration. Start your remarks with those two sentences and nothing else. Build everything else after that foundation. If you cannot write those two sentences, you are not ready to communicate the change. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.